Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Hey, 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 happy Friday to you, September 19, 2011. Thanks for joining us, you loyal listeners with VoiceAmericaSports.com, Planet Gridiron. In and standing for the host today, it'll be Dave Lockhart and my main man. We got our intern with us, Big Mike, give him a shout out, let us know you're here.
What's up, Phoenix? How we doing out there?
Hey, hey, glad to have you. Folks, we can't have Roland with us. You know, many of you all can appreciate that booming, resounding voice coming from Roland Hill, but he is not with us. He is in Boston. We wish him well. He has to take care of some business affairs. But you're with us, and Big Mike is with us.
Yes,
and,
sir.
We're setting up this Saturday as we go into the weekend. Week number two, football season. College as well as pro. But before we delve into that, let's talk kind of on the periphery of some other events that will be coming up. And Big Mike, you like boxing at all?
Love it.
Love it.
We got Mayweather and Ortiz Saturday.
Okay.
Las Vegas.
You know anything about, you know, other than just the names Mayweather and Ortiz, or have you checked out any of the fights that these gentlemen have had through their illustrious career?
Yeah, I've seen quite a few Mayweather fights in the past. Not too much Ortiz, but, I mean, I've always been a Mayweather fan. He's going to kill Ortiz Saturday. So.
Well, you know, if history tends to repeat itself, then it should be what you just said.
Yes, sir.
I certainly have looked at Mayweather and consider him to be one of the better boxers probably to ever have boxed.
Hasn't lost,
but I think that's also a product of not only being a great talent, but being very selective and judicious, as I call it, in who you select to fight as well.
Yeah.
Somewhat similar to the Roy Jones, but no. Mayweather's absolutely a great fighter, trained very well, and it seems like when he steps into the ring, one, he is always prepared and in shape. And two, he never disappoints.
Yep.
Mike, you agree?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
You check him out against De La Hoya when he came out with the big Mexican sombrero.
Oh, yeah.
Came out the big Mexican sombrero and put them thangs on him, if you will.
Yes, he did.
And last fight, I think, that stands out in my mind that I watched him is he really broke off your boy. He got stunned a little bit.
Right.
He was a little shaky when he fought Mosley.
Right.
Mosley must have been on them steroids.
Yeah.
Dropped one of them bombs on
him. Right.
But he withstood that, and candidly, that wasn't even a fight beyond that one round.
Not at all. Beat down.
And the total domination of what? Ricky Hatton, the Great White Hype.
Right, he got
his behind whooped up. And in fact, who was that? Pacquiao just put it on.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on Hatton.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a little bit about Ortiz. Ortiz suffered a loss. I even forget the gentleman's name. He was Hispanic that beat him, back, I want to say, in 09. But he's been on a tear, too. He's a bigger welterweight. So I don't know if Mayweather's necessarily going to knock him out. But I think he's going to be able to beat him.
Yeah, I definitely think so too.
Okay, so but he's got to stay away from that power. But I remember he made this comment. He said, "You know, been there, heard it all before. Ortiz not going to bring nothing to him that he hadn't seen."
Right.
So it'll be interesting. I think it'll be a good fight.
So who you got in the fight?
I got to go with Mayweather.
Okay.
But I tend to believe I have a few friends. I got to give a shout out to my buddy Christopher Flores, who is he's an attorney friend of mine. He also does MMA refereeing and judging as well as boxing judging. And in fact, he worked with my little man, Miles, my son, and gave him his first boxing lesson last week.
Oh, very cool.
Even worked with me.
Okay.
Showed me a few things and tried to mix in a little Muay Thai. Brother too old for that.
Right.
But definitely some boxing techniques and things like that.
That's always good to have.
Yeah, it's always good. My little dog, he ain't getting worked in the playground.
If anybody's
working anybody, it's gonna be him.
Always.
So, we're gonna be looking forward to the Mayweather fight, certainly this weekend. And what else? Let's see what we have going on this weekend. We have, well, looks like the Mercury are in the playoffs, all our WNBA fans.
Oh, wow.
So they played their first game against, I believe it was Seattle last night. Unfortunately, it was a loss. But, you know, we always try to give a little local flavor, but so
we have to touch
on our WNBA.
Right, go Mercury.
Do your thing, Mercury.
Right.
And certainly we have to be, we would be remiss if we didn't speak about our Diamondbacks and how well they've been doing this year.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, you into baseball at all?
I'm in a rock with the Diamondbacks.
Kind of, sort of, type
of thing. Yeah.
I got to admit, man, it's kind of funny. I grew up in the South,
right,
in Atlanta, Georgia, and been out here, though, for more than half my life. But in any event, never got that feel for baseball.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, you know, when I was growing up, I think it was really the soccer rage.
Right,
I remember,
right,
you know, soccer first started in my mind taking off at that point.
Right.
I was about maybe 7 when I played my first year of soccer, and I remember my dad gave me the opportunity the next year between baseball and soccer, and I selected soccer.
Right.
And I never looked back to play baseball.
Don't look back to baseball. Right,
so,
right,
you know, I got to admit, I'm not a huge baseball guy, but I'll follow, and, you know, I try to give love to all our local teams.
Right, right, always, always.
And especially in light of what they did last year compared to this year.
Right, they definitely showing some improvement.
Exactly. And I think it can be attributed, obviously, to Kirk Gibson and his approach.
Right.
His staff is great. I understand they have Don Baylor, Alan Trammell,
right,
Hall of Famer Alan Trammell, and they also have the great Kevin Towers, who came over from San Diego, and who's now the GM. So it seems like the culture has changed. What they consider the bad apples, if you will, have been removed
from the locker room.
And we finally have seen the development. I think what we've seen is a glimpse of the great Justin Upton and what he can become.
Right, exactly.
And yeah, I remember when he was a rising or ascending through the ranks, if you will, which he did quickly. You know, he had the size that he's a 5'2 player, and you heard the comparisons of the Ken Griffey Jr. as well as, you know, potentially Willie Mays,
yeah,
and say,
exactly,
hey, kid. And those are lofty expectations,
right,
that are, but
quite big.
It seems that he has been able to step up to the mic. He's been able to handle his business. He's now developing. And, you know, for years to come, it appears that Justin Upton, excuse me, may be the man and may do his thing.
Right, right.
Give a shout out to our executive producer, Mr. Ray Ellis. What up, team? my frat brother's here in the house with us today, so
hey,
definitely
don't
give
we
a shout.
Get a chance to talk some of that stuff about Bosch and Skip. I got to come back and join.
Okay, if you can join us today on that, let's talk about it.
Maybe next segment we'll hit that, I want to hit that.
Okay. You must be talking about the first take when Chris Bosh was a guest in there with your boy Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Something you didn't like about that, I think. Well, hey, we'll give you the mic. We'll give you the flow.
Right, because I got a few things to say.
All right, team, we'll do that now. Shout out to my boy Ray Ellis, our executive producer here, giving us some love on the Skip Bayless, I guess, Bosch. I remember I saw a little bit of it before going into work on First Take. But we touched on that. It looks like the Coyotes. I'm definitely not a hockey guy.
Man.
Okay, but, you know, I tried to read the paper a little bit.
As I'm flipping through,
it looks like they open camp on this Friday. So and that's kind of funny too, just like the NBA will be supposedly starting up in a few weeks as well. These things are year round. I mean, it just seems like a very short period or a short time ago we were already talking about the Stanley Cup Finals.
Right.
And it's over now all of a sudden.
Right.
You know, already they're back again in Adam. Got to talk just briefly also about NBA. It looks like it's not going to be any NBA.
Come on.
Well,
it's going to happen.
I was very optimistic with the NFL.
Right.
And I just knew that that was going to shake loose.
Right. And I know the NBA is going to shake loose.
I don't see it, bro.
I do see it.
I don't see it, bro.
I see it happening.
Because what I'm hearing is from Stern, you can see his approach to it. And, you know, it's a very different dynamic than what you had with Goodell when he was coming on.
Right.
And I know you have to at least appreciate
that
vibe.
Right, no, I do.
All right, because I'm looking at him, and he doesn't seem optimistic. He's very coy, if you will, curt with his answers. You hear Derek Fisher coming on, and he's speaking about where they are, a fair deal.
Right.
Everybody wants fair.
Right.
And unfortunately, I just think the last agreement, which is going to be used, obviously, by the players as the baseline, if you will, to say that, well, we're going to start here.
Right.
And then maybe have a few changes. No. The NBA owners owners and execs are saying we need to step back because we're losing too much money.
Right. I mean, and I see both sides to it as well. But I mean, I think at the end of the day, the NBA season's going to happen. I mean, like they just signed the referees for another 5 years.
But are they going to have any games to ref?
Right. But I mean, they wouldn't have did that with the intentions of not having a season. So.
Well, you got to have it at least in place.
Right.
Do you think it's going to be an abbreviated season though, as opposed to a full 82-game season?
I could see that before not having a season will happen. So. Okay. We're going to see basketball this year.
And I'm sure, are you like me in terms of watching the ESPN highlight news and all that kind of good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
So that means that you did check out a little of the players like Joakim Noah playing overseas.
Oh, yeah.
For France.
Yeah, a few. J.R. Smith with China.
Tony Parker breaking people's ankles down
right.
in the European championships.
Right.
And they showed a little John Wall doing a little bit
right.
of Dipsy Doo dunk in Vegas.
Overseas,
so you at least get a little bit of flavor of that. You know, earlier in the summer,
right.
you saw Durant, and he had some kind of league, I think it was going off.
The Drew League, right.
Okay,
played
yeah.
a game in,
was it the Rucker?
Rucker scored
Park,
like
yes.
63
yeah.
points.
Broke down to
yeah,
great
yeah,
pace.
He wasn't playing. He was
yeah.
not playing.
And then you had Kobe show up in a few games and drop dive on people.
Right.
You had LeBron come in, and I think it might have been even Dwayne Wade. They paid offset some stuff.
Right.
And so it was entertaining at least, but
right.
you know what? That's exhibition basketball.
Right. It's not the NBA.
It ain't the NBA.
Right.
And I'm not necessarily an NBA fan per se.
Right.
I mean, I'm a short dude. Folks, I'm 5'7" and a half. I ain't dunking on
that. Right.
So, you know, brother ain't grown since A grade in terms of height. So with respect to that, you know, I never really felt basketball all that much, although I am a huge Jordan fan. Another team member, another Q dog. But, you know, so I got to get love in. Yeah, that's what it is. Got a little roof there. Got a little puffy child going
on.
But, you know, it's a good time of year. We're moving to fall. Finally, in this freaking heat wave in this basin, it's starting to cool down.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
And, of course, as I say, we're always, folks, remember that, Planet Gridiron, we are a football show. If you want to hit us up, 888-346-9144. We always, first and foremost, will be and are going to be a football show.
Always.
Okay. And we kicked it off last night, you know, the college game, which is I have a love and affinity for, is the college game. And we started off with a contest last night between two ranked teams, my favorite conference, the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
You got a chance to see LSU once again on display versus Mississippi State. Mike, you get a chance to take a look at that?
I did, man. Great game. Both the two defensive-minded teams, hard-hitting LSU.
And Mississippi State didn't disappoint either in terms of bringing the funk on that defense
as
well.
No, they did. They played good as well.
they did.
Right.
And it's always competitive. I would have to say, and I normally don't do this, the comparisons between the pro and the college game, but that game in terms of defense, the way they play in the SEC, is very much similar to what, in my mind, what you see on the next level in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
And the differences you also can see throughout the country in the type of players that play in conferences. To me, the overriding differences and the reason why many of us consider the SEC to be dominant is the size of the line and the athleticism of both offensive and defensive linemen.
Huge boys out there, man.
So, you know, you have Jarrett Lee now. He's leading the Tigers.
Right.
And, you know, I honestly can say this, and I think if we check archives, when we talked briefly about the game, Jarrett Lee to the helm, being on the helm, I don't think they really lost that much between he and Jordan Jefferson.
Right.
Mike, what's your thoughts on those?
It seems like, based off of last night, it seemed like a pretty fair trade.
Because they're not asking the quarterbacks to win games for them over there.
Right.
What they're saying is that you need to protect the football, make good decisions with it, make plays when we need for you to make plays. Okay, and turn the game over to our defense.
Right, and the defense is going to, as we saw last night, handle the business. So.
Exactly. And you know what, though? But that pattern seems to be consistent throughout the SEC, though.
Right.
They don't have necessarily dominating offenses when you deal with the higher or the upper echelon teams.
Right.
Okay, and you look at more or less, I'm going to say, a caretaker almost, a quarterback. Jordan Jefferson gave you a little bit more than that because he was so athletic.
Yes.
And is so athletic.
Right.
But I don't think, and it's clear from what we've seen for the past few weeks, in order for them to be a dominant team, meaning in top five, they don't need him.
Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah,
They just don't need him.
Right, no, he's not
because of the way they play football.
Right.
All right, and I think, you know, Les Miles needs to start getting a little bit more respect than he's got.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he's put together now a nice run where he's won a national championship, candidly, I would have to agree with this,
right,
with Nick Saban's team. but he also won one with his recruits.
Exactly.
As well. Okay.
So he's shown both sides.
Exactly.
Too, definitely.
He's been able to get it done, and I really like what he does on offense. I like the combination of Mike Ford and Spencer Ware, and I think they're going to have a chance to be very dominant in the collision course. They're on it for with Alabama.
Right. No, I agree.
Hey, folks, we got to go pay some bills here. We'll be back in a short time. Join us now. Continue with us at PlanetGridiron.com. 888-346-9144. Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And folks, we're back. Second segment. Planet Gridiron, VoiceAmericaSports.com with your host, Dave Lockhart. Man, I like the way that sounds, Mike.
A little ring to it.
You got a little ring to it. I try to bite off a little roll in there. Right. Hey, joining us, as I told you, the executive producer of the show, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Ray Ellis, my fraternity brother. What up, team?
Man, I appreciate being on the show with you, frat.
Man, hey.
I thought I was banned from this show. It was one of my favorite shows that I couldn't even get on. You know, I just wanted to get a word or two in. You know, I heard you give up all that love to the SEC. And you know, I'm having problems with the SEC. Yeah. Me, obviously, being from the Big Ten. You,
yep,
being from the Pac-10. And the fact to think that one, you know, conference that's not the Big Ten or is not the Pac-10 is superior to both of those.
Yeah.
Well, I just find that, you know, a little... I'm in awe of that fact that people are starting to concede that.
Yeah.
I mean, you from the Pac-10, you're conceding, okay.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, you know, back in the day, the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl.
Yes, sir.
You know, was the game of which, you know, you saw the superior talent that was out there from those two conferences play on January 1.
That's right.
And then the SECs were playing in other bowls, like they probably were playing in the Sugar Bowl.
You got the Sugar because the champions, you know, there.
Yeah, they were playing in those type games. And but more recently, we have had the chance to see the talent in the SEC because they're getting the kind of exposure that Pac-10 and Big Ten was getting all the time. They're on television more.
They are.
And I'm agreeing with you. It's, yeah, the big fella in the trenches that's separating everything else because, you know, I saw Tay again take it to the house twice.
That's right.
Last week. That's Big Ten product.
That's Big Ten, baby. And remember, we can't disrespect. He did that in the national championship against the SEC team.
That's
Florida.
Exactly right. That's
okay,
right.
Okay, as a junior.
And if you want to say that the Eagles game last week, you know, would have been different if the big fella Jackson wouldn't have got hurt on a touchdown,
yeah,
then you got to say that the national championship game with Ohio State might have been different if Ted Ginn didn't hurt himself in the celebration.
Yeah. Yep.
You,
yep,
know, when the difference makers are out the game, and it makes a difference. But I am going to agree with,
yeah,
you. And I don't know what it is in terms of our two conferences, the Pac-10 and the Big Ten, that we have yet to recognize the difference maker when it comes to the SEC, that they're recruiting the big fellas in the trenches. That really, I mean, when you saw the big fella last week, number six.
Yeah. Oh, it blew my mind. You talk about the South Carolina kid.
Oh, man.
Can you pull that up, Mike? Try to find out.
I thought that was Reggie White running down the sideline, man. Because, you know, Reggie was running, you know, 4.6s back in the day.
Exactly.
You know, and it was just amazing. And the ability. I mean, when you saw him run, the form, he knew how to run.
Yes, sir.
And I believe he had been a running back in high school. But, you know, I've said this before. It's like, the big dudes that are playing skill positions, where were they before in our generation? Mm-hmm. They automatically were staying either on all fours or either you had them in a three-point position, but they weren't playing the skill positions.
Right.
But now big fellas are playing skill positions, and then the D-line and the offensive linemen, they're getting – faster and quicker as well.
Yeah, it stands for everybody's getting faster and quicker. So we would expect also linemen such as defense and offensive linemen to be bigger, faster, quicker too. But Jesus, down in the SEC, I can't. Well,
it's cornbread. Something in the cornbread. Something in the cornbread, man. It's got to be the cornbread.
You know what they're saying also is the most populous area of the country is beginning to be the Southeast region, which we can understand because of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I remember about a couple of years ago, team, there was a recruiting, as usual, that said that the top 16 classes are coming out of the South. So it means that the kids are staying at home.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then you just have these huge offensive linemen and defensive linemen. And that is the difference. Because we were talking about it off air, and I think everybody can agree. Team, you already talked about one of them, Ted Ginn. Speed is speed. You're going to find that at the wide receiver position. I don't care what conference it is.
Right.
It can be the WAC. It can be the SEC. It can be the PAC. It can be, whomever. I mean, because we saw the kid who played, who's that you all played? Toledo. That wide receiver they had. Gave you all fits.
Hey, this morning somebody said that Toledo is the poor man's Boise State. You know, I think Chris Bouchard said that this morning, you know. And Toledo is right back on national TV this week.
Absolutely. They're playing tonight against Boise State.
And what happens, and I've said this, I'm gonna put it like this. I've said this about a lot of black colleges. The reason why some of the, you know, major black institutions that have athletic programs don't get the top athletic ball players that are black or white. Because now, you know, at some of the black
kickers over there,
they're trying to get that scholarship.
Yep.
But it's for lack of television exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get that television exposure, all of a sudden now, you know, it's something different. So the emotional attachment that one might have, like you said, you give SEC much props because of where you're born and raised at, you know? And so if now all of a sudden Toledo and somebody from Toledo might want to play for the University of Toledo, but if they're never on television, then that could influence their decision. So when these teams start getting on television, I mean, please tell me why, you know, a brother's in Boise, Idaho.
Absolutely. You know, right. Why are they in Oregon?
Oregon, and Utah.
Exactly.
You know, and it has a lot to do with the television contracts.
It does.
So when you see that happen, all of a sudden you see those players going to those universities. And so a university like Toledo, I think that these two games, they played Ohio State well. You know, minus, you know, I say that should be Ohio State JV, because that was, you know, we had a lot of...
Well, right, you had some kids missing. That's no exactly question right. Interest.
So, they played us well. They turn around now, they play Boise well, knowing what it took to almost beat Ohio State. Maybe they slip and beat Boise. Next thing you know, they're getting some recruits that they weren't getting before. And next thing you know, maybe they're getting, you know, an opportunity to play in a bowl. They become the Boise of today.
Right, they're the Rockets, and then their program begins to develop. That kid we're talking about, his name is Melvin Ingram.
Big fella.
He's 6'2", 271.
Yeah, I thought he was Mark's brother, man.
Yeah.
He might be Mark's long-lost brother.
But all I know, how athletic is he? He's the up-back on the punt team, and he was on the hands team and recovered the onside kick.
Sealed the game.
Wow. Just sealed the game.
I mean, he won the game. Really,
he won,
man.
He did. He
ran for the touchdown, then made sure they didn't make it happen. But there was one other thing, before I take over the show.
No, team, come on with it. Come on with it.
I have to. Chris Bosh and Skip Bayless.
Okay.
I know we were good. This is a football show, but that was a basketball conversation.
Absolutely.
But. And
put it in context, team. What was the discussion about? Was it? I thought it was. Are the Eagles the NFL version of the Heat, or what was it? Exactly?
Well, what it was is the fact that Chris Bosh had agreed to come on the show, first of all. That's what it was. So that's a show in itself.
All right.
Knowing that Skip Bayless had consistently called this man out of his name and called him Spice Bosch.
Yeah.
Instead of Chris
Bosch.
And you know, players, athletes are expected to be professional and role models at all times.
Sure.
I don't see why they should be subjected to that type of
disrespect.
Skip had the nerve to say he's going to hold his ground and continue to, you know, say the things that he said in the past, not going to change his story.
Okay.
And, you know, there was a gentleman that was there on the show, big fella, man, I can't remember his name right now, okay, but he basically said to Skip, you know, Skip, the fact of the matter is, and this was the day after
they
were addressed, he was gone, and he wanted to tell Skip, you know, really,
you were wrong.
Let me tell you what happened. Yeah. You just experienced the kindness and the meekness and the respect of one person.
Sure.
That's not consistent across the board.
No.
Because it's just not in Chris's DNA. Because, and this is when Chris Bouchard jumped in and said, because you might have got slapped.
Right.
You know, because you can't disrespect a man in his face, you know, and you have no respect for him at all. Now, if you're going to respect, if he's going to respect you as a professional, and you're calling him out because you think that he's not quite performing to the ability that he has, then can't you be more professional than to call him Spice Bosch? Can't you make another analogy of the show that he has? He's not as physical as you want him to be or you think he should be. Let me show you, this is a man child,
right?
Okay? This is how you play. You know, not the analogy of you and Spice Bosch. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, he called him basically a girl.
Yeah.
That's what he,
you know, and so I think that even though Chris respectfully went there, addressed Skip, you know, what some people said, they didn't like the fact that, you know, Skip was actually, you know, when they had the conversation, Chris actually said that that Skip motivated him. And you don't need the motivation. The motivation is there's a championship trophy waiting over there on the sideline for somebody to get.
There's
some bonus money if you win an NBA championship. You know, there's a legend that continue. Your legend just changes. Your legacy just changes if you win an NBA championship.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need somebody calling you Spice Bosch.
Yeah.
You know, to motivate you. But I just think the fact that the Skip would not back down. Players come on and apologize for things. All I got caught up in my emotions.
Yeah.
I think that Skip should have been professional enough to say, okay, perhaps maybe that was a bit.
Well, right. Now, ESPN jumped him, you know, when he got into it with Broussard. But Broussard stood his ground. Broussard was like, wait a minute here.
You know,
and that was the whole issue with LeBron James. And he felt as though Chris Broussard kind of gave LeBron James a pass, if you will.
What Skip did.
Yeah, Skip kind of called Steve Broussard.
And Skip hates LeBron.
Yeah, Skip Bayless dogs LeBron.
All the time.
And Broussard was bringing out the reasons why you should give James.
But he loves
respect.
Tim Tebow.
Loves him.
Everybody does.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
we'll talk a little on that.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
You know, but again, he stood his ground.
And Chris should have.
He did.
And
he
I liked the way he did. And that's why Chris is the one that told Skip, if it had been somebody else in that seat, you might have got slapped.
Right.
You might have had to count your chickens.
And so it's okay for you to criticize my play. But you're a professional.
It's the way you do
things.
So you
should do it in a respectful way, especially since the fact that, and I don't think the NBA should have stepped up. Because, first of all, listen, I know you're concerned about your brand. And so you want Chris to act in such a way that it doesn't tarnish your brand. His brand is Bosch.
Right.
And for somebody to put, you know, Spice in front of Bosch, then they're tarnishing his brand.
Right.
And
he's
his
still
family,
a man.
That's exactly, and that's what he
he's
was
still a man.
And that's what he was trying to say. And I still don't think Skip got it when he said it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Lomas Brown. Lomas was the one that said, well, you know, Skip, I want you to know that maybe it's just not in his DNA. But somebody else might not have accepted that the way.
Right.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't have.
No.
Now, I don't know if I necessarily would have got physical on TV.
But
he would have known he couldn't have said that to
you
me.
You see people getting up, the interview's over with,
right,
I'm done
right.
with this.
Yeah.
You know, you can go back. We could research on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can see how some interviews have abruptly ended.
Jim Everett. Jim Rome. Scouting Chris Everett.
See, the same thing.
Executive producer had to jump in and
you hit it on the nose. That's the same way.
Yep.
Exactly. And that's the same thing that this man did.
How about Ali Joe Frazier? That's before your time, man. You can go YouTube that right now. It was a straight up fight in the interview.
Calling all kind of things except a man.
Exactly.
You know?
That resulted in a fight before the fight.
Yeah, and Ali, what did he do? Throw a bear trap on St. Lester's lawn? You know?
Exactly.
And again, that calls for a fight. You know, you're going too far.
Right.
You know? And so I think Skip Bayless, instead of standing up there and saying, I'm going to hold my ground, I think you owed athletes an apology for what you did.
Right.
Because your show is supposed to be a show of all shows of which people respect and they can debate. And I can debate you.
Right.
I can have an opinion. But you made it personal.
Disagree without being disagreeable. That's what we call it.
And this,
that's all
without
you
being just disrespectful.
Don't do that now.
There you go.
More than anything else is that, man. So,
that.
You know, hey, preach on, brother, when it comes to that. Do not be disrespectful.
No.
Because
it's
not called for and it's not necessary. Again, you can have intelligent debate. And everybody can voice their opinions. Not everybody has to agree, okay? Everybody's entitled to an opinion, but everybody's entitled to respect as well.
Yeah, and what they said is I think either Chris said it or Loma said it, is, you know, this is your house, Skip.
Right.
And sometimes when people come in your house, you know, it could be a little bit intimidating, you know? So let's give Chris Bosh some respect because he came into you know, your house to address some of the things that you've been saying about him.
Right.
So you should be, so why don't you be respectful enough to say to the man, maybe I did go a bit too far.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, folks, we got to pay some more bills here, man. Segment two coming to an end. We had our executive producer, my frat brother, Ray Ellis, preaching on.
Roll, roll.
All right, be back with us now.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Yeah, we are back. Segment three here with Planet Gridiron, VoiceAmericaSports.com with your host, Dave Lockhart, and co-hosting with me, Mike. Mike is Mike Williams, right?
Mike Washington.
Why can't I get that right?
I don't know, man.
Now, you don't even look like that brother either, Mike Williams. So it's Mike Washington,
Mike Washington.
And you know, I'm not going to disrespect our intern, Mike Washington. He's got balls enough to get up here and get on the air with a brother and do his thing. So at least we can get his name right, and I'm going to get this right. Big
Appreciate
Mike
it.
Washington. Mike, that was a nice little little spirited little exchange, if you will, or dialogue broken off by Ray regarding those issues. And he is right regarding how Skip Bayless can be.
Right.
I certainly have observed him, too, and sometimes I got to admit he does rub me the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
But I do think also, though, he's a talented writer, though.
He definitely is. He definitely knows how to stir up some controversy, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, and I guess that's all part of it as well. You know, you need some of that controversy to kind of get people and maintain their interest because we know we're fluid society. We're moving on to the other things.
Right.
You know, hey, we need to talk a little bit about our Cardinals, man. I actually had the privilege and opportunity to take my family out to the Bird's Nest this past Sunday.
Okay.
And I checked out the game.
Oh, yeah.
Carolina.
I was there,
Cardinals.
Too.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
definitely. Now, let's start. My impressions or your impressions, I'm going to defer to you. Cam Newton, your thoughts.
Man, witness history. I mean, he played a great game, threw for over 400 yards. Great game.
Okay. Brother,
but against the Cardinals defense. So that's the other kind of.
You know what? It could have been, I don't care who it was against.
Right.
It was his
first
professional game.
Right. He did what he needed to do.
We saw what he had done in the preseason.
Right.
It was nothing that gave you the indication that that young man
was
going to go out there
that.
And perform like that.
Right.
Okay.
No one thought that was going to happen.
Everybody thought they were going to protect him with the running game because he has two great backs in D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart.
Right.
And they were going to limit the throws. And perhaps even dummy down the offense some.
Right.
And also limited throws, meaning that they didn't let him throw downfield.
Right.
Scrap it.
Yeah, he did that.
He did
him
that.
Him and Steve Smith, man.
Okay.
They did that.
He was spinning the rock.
Right.
Okay. And the thing that shocked me, two things. The poise and the precision and accuracy of the pass.
Right.
Okay. Because everybody was saying, well, he doesn't really throw down the field that well. You know, the poise, we get yet to be seen. He's going to be young. We're going to confuse him.
Right.
Okay. None of that.
Right.
Okay. And in fact, he was trying to be a professional quarterback.
Right.
And what I mean by that is he didn't rely necessarily on the athleticism that made him such a great player in the Heisman Trophy.
Right. No, he stayed in the pocket.
He stayed in the pocket.
Threw some very accurate passes to Steve.
Very accurate.
Right. He was on point.
He was on point. Exactly. So to all the naysayers and all the people that said that he was going to do this and do that, I'm not saying one game makes a career, but what we saw suggests to me that he's going to be okay in the NFL.
But, like, what I don't get, too, even after that great game, people are still hating on Cam Newton.
Well, you're going to have the haters.
Still bagging on him. But he didn't get the win. But he broke history. Made a record. Threw for 400 yards. But.
Right. And he says all of the right things.
Right.
You know, no one can go inside of his head exactly and know what he means. But he said that, you know what, he acknowledged we still lost.
Right.
All I can do is go back and see what I could have done to get better.
Right, definitely.
And if you looked at the last drive, showed a lot of poise.
Oh, it did.
He really did.
Oh, it did.
Now, he didn't get the win, per se, by scoring the touchdown or the points or whatever they needed.
Right.
But it's something that the Carolina Panthers can build on.
Right.
And I think that they will continue to move in the right direction if they continue to allow him to develop.
I agree.
Because whoever put that game plan together,
and
forgive me, the coordinator escapes me for them, did an excellent job.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
And he executed extremely well.
I got a question for you. Is Cam Newton going to have another game like that this season? Another at least 300-yard passing game?
He will have that in 16 games, yes. Will he have a 400-yard game? I would have to say, but odds are, no.
Right.
Okay. And we certainly know he's not going to do it this week when he's playing the Green Bay Packers.
Right. Okay. A little different out there this
But also, you're going to change the game plan
Right. They'll probably run a little more and probably different schemes for their defense. But
at the end of the day, you're going to have to still allow him to settle into the offense.
Right.
And we do that with what? Playing great defense and running game to protect him. Okay, you have two great running backs. You just gave D'Angelo Williams a ton of money.
Oh yeah,
let him earn it.
Right,
and let's protect Cam Newton and let him get developing and go through the process of learning how to be a quarterback. I tell you what, Jimmy Clausen, it's over, partner.
Oh yeah,
it's over.
Yeah, he's done. Well, Cam got that spot on lock.
Let's talk about our rookie, Patrick Peterson.
Okay.
What your thoughts? I mean, hell of an athlete. We can say
hell of an athlete.
Okay,
had a great game and ran a kickoff return back.
Yeah, punt. He
I think
it was a record too. It was a Cardinal record, an 80-something yard punt return.
Yeah. It was a big run back. I mean, he played great. Great game. Played great defense. Steve Smith caught a couple passes on him.
That's
but I mean,
happen,
yeah,
right.
yeah, it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
but.
You know, the fact is. I'm not going to give him so much love. It's great.
Right.
I think, you know, it's a learning experience.
Yeah, definitely.
And each game is going to be a learning experience
right.
for him. He's shown he has the ability to play in the league, but it takes time.
Right.
You know, nobody expect him, or at least I didn't, to be Darrell Revis' first game.
Right, right, right.
And I think as a whole, Kevin Cobb, let's talk about him. I thought he did an excellent job.
Yeah, he did good.
I thought he did an excellent job. He definitely sprayed the ball.
Definitely did.
To multiple receivers.
Right.
Early Doucette, glad to see him be successful.
Right.
With a great catch, 70-yard touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Heap, you know, contributed as well.
Right.
And who I actually really like is LaRon Stevens-Halley.
Right.
Really like him.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's a fire plug. He's a guy who always contributes.
Right.
And he definitely in spot duty. He always comes to play and can perform.
Right.
But to me, what's lacking is we need a number two back.
Right.
Okay. I was impressed with Beanie Wells.
Yeah, Beanie played great. Beanie played real good.
Right. I think 18 carries, 90 yards,
yep.
and a touchdown.
Yep.
Okay.
Good game.
If he gave that to us every game, I could take
right,
that.
Right, right. That's all you need from him. Right.
That's 1,000
right.
yards. In fact, that's a 1,500 yard season.
Right. Which would be amazing
exactly.
for him. Right.
Exactly. So we're hopefully that Beanie Wells can continue to progress.
Right.
I think you're definitely going to need a two back, which we gave up, Tim High. Tower.
Yeah,
interesting
exactly.
matchup this week.
Right, right, right. Got him.
But we're going to need a back, and it looks like Chester Taylor is going to be activated to play.
Okay.
And I really like him.
Right.
I liked him. He actually, we were talking about Toledo.
Right, right, exactly.
Toledo,
right, right.
And had a great career with the Minnesota Vikings and helping and developing of our guy here, Adrian Peterson.
Right,
and before
right.
then, he was with the Ravens.
Okay.
So, you know, that's actually who he broke in with. So it's something to build upon. I still want to see something on the back end of the defense.
Right.
And I think the reason why also Cam Newton got 422 yards passing had a lot to do with front sevens got to help and get more pressure.
Yeah, exactly. They okay. definitely need to.
Definitely do. You got Ray Horton in, and you know it's a work in progress, but we like the fact that the defense did stop the run.
Right. They definitely
did. They
right.
shut down
especially
the run.
Especially when they needed to.
With formidable,
right.
you know, talent and on the other side. Let's talk about this week, though. We got
okay.
the Washington Redskins. I think that was a little shocking that the Redskins actually won.
Right,
beating
right,
the Giants
right, right,
week.
Right. No, okay. I definitely was surprised. In Washington. Right.
Now, Rex Grossman, I've never been necessarily a Rex Grossman fan, but
right.
I'm going to give credit where credit's due. He did go to a Super Bowl.
No, he definitely did.
So he has had some successes. But one thing about Rex Grossman is you know what you already have.
Right.
Okay. He's not going to do anything necessarily spectacular.
Right.
He's not going to do anything earth-shattering.
Right.
And he's about a 50-50. And
right.
what I mean by that, he has probably 100 touchdowns, but he has 100 interceptions.
And, I mean, one thing I read about Rex Grossman that was kind of interesting, he's the only quarterback in NFL history to play this long and have the only NFL season to start every game and make it to the Super Bowl.
Really?
So that was something interesting I read about him. I mean, you know what you're going to get in. Based off the trend, it was in 2006 when they did it to where he started every game and then went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Well, he's, you know, wow. Is that how could that be accurate though? If you had Peyton Manning, because he didn't miss it until. Who, by the way, his team is awful.
Oh yeah.
Did you get the Indianapolis Colts? If we're gonna do a recap of that,
oh,
the
man.
Indianapolis Colts were freaking
yeah,
horrible.
They're done.
Okay. and you know what? I look at what a lot of people are saying throughout the country. It's their fault. They tied the successes of their franchise to one person.
Right.
And that's always dangerous.
Right.
But. The flip side, or conversely, look at how much success you've enjoyed by doing that and
right.
having that approach.
Right.
I think there are probably 31 other teams who would have loved to have had the level and the repeat success that Indianapolis has enjoyed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, due to the fact that they did tie their fortunes, if you will, to only one individual,
right.
that being Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Okay, but let me ask you the question. They're going to stink. We know that. Do you agree?
They're going to what?
The Colts are going to stay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They may not win again.
All right. They may. Right. It's going to be ugly. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty bad.
So you have the number one pick. You've just signed Peyton Manning to the long-term contract. He can retire as a Colt.
Right.
Andrew Luck's the number one pick.
Right. You got to take him.
You take him.
You got to take him.
You don't trade it. You take him.
No, you got to take him.
I agree.
You got to
totally
take him. You got to think in the future. You got to think long-term. Peyton Manning's coming to the end of his career.
He's starting to approach the twilight.
Right,
of
right,
it.
Right. So
we don't even know if he's going to be able to play.
Ever again. So, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you got to take him.
Okay. No, so for you, hands down.
Hands down. You take Andrew Luck. You don't let someone pass him up, no. So.
Well, the Texans, we'll talk a little about the AFC South. Do you see them as now arising and taking their spot at the helm of the AFC South as a champion?
Texans. Oh, well, they got Aaron Foster back this
week. Yeah, they got
week,
Aaron
right?
Foster.
So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see.
I think yes, because I think they've always had a competitive offense
that
could always score points.
Always score.
They have the great Andre Johnson.
That's never been the issue.
Never been an issue. I think Matt Schaub is, I loved him when he was even at Virginia.
Right.
Okay.
Right, right.
I followed him. He was there at Virginia. You know, he was drafted and he backed up, Michael Vick.
Right.
Okay. And then in the trade, Houston got him.
Right.
And he's been a stud. I actually like Matt Schaub. He puts up great numbers. The problem is he wasn't winning.
Right.
But I think that's a combination of a number of things though. That being the defense issue.
Right.
Well, that's fixed, I think. They have now brought over Wade Phillips.
Yeah.
And they've drafted very well.
Right, definitely.
They
have.
Got J.J. Watt. They took, I believe, Marlon, no, not Marlon, excuse me, Curtis Jackson
right.
last year from Alabama.
Yep.
And then the linebacking is just great there. You have Williams now standing up.
Right.
Number one pick in the draft. By the way, I was also wrong, Charlie Cassidy, I buy down, because I would have taken Reggie Bush.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and how
I
wrong
agree.
Would
yeah,
I have been?
Yeah,
how
yeah,
wrong
yeah,
I would have
yeah,
been?
Yeah, right, 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 right. I mean, at that time, a lot of people would have, too.
So. Exactly. So Charlie Cassidy knows a whole hell of a lot more
right,
than me.
Right, right.
And I respect his
yeah.
opinions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They know try to get paid the big bucks.
Exactly. You have D'Amico Ryans, and you still have Brian Cushing.
Right.
And like I said, you added J.J. Watt to that. That's a good defense.
Right. No, it definitely is.
Okay, in terms of personnel and pieces.
Right.
Now it's putting those pieces together.
Right.
And I'm sorry, Wade Phillips, wonderful coordinator, not a head coach.
No.
Nothing wrong, though.
Right.
Excuse me, with being a number two, though.
Right.
Right.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
So I see them ascending. I'm looking at Tennessee since we happen to be in the AFC South. Tennessee is... I don't know what to make necessarily of Tennessee. I know they're going to be somewhat stable at quarterback because you have Hasselbeck.
Right, right.
Okay. The offensive line, Mike Munchak, that's where he made his money.
Right.
Okay? So the offensive line is going to be able to protect at some point. They're
right.
going to play as a cohesive unit.
Right.
You got the CJ2K?
CJ2K.
Okay, he's going to get his. Okay.
Yeah.
And now on the outside, you got Kenny Britt.
Right.
If he can stay, did you see what Kenny Britt did? He had 135 yards receiving this past week. He led the league.
Oh, wow. Not in
yeah, he led the league this week in receiving. Now, if he can stay out of jail and contact with police and law
right,
enforcement,
right, right.
I mean, he's one heck of a player,
right.
no question. But I think they have question marks on defense because I can't name anyone but Courtland Finnegan that plays for
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who
yeah,
plays for
right,
them?
Right, right, right.
Oh, and Varner, all-terrain Varner. And
yeah,
I remember
Varner,
him,
Varner.
You know, who was amazing in light
oh,
of the fact
right.
that that guy, you know, was a fifth-round draft pick.
Right.
And he started as a rookie.
Right.
He took his
right.
position on the other end.
Right.
And he's not particularly fast, but he's smart. He anticipates well. And I expect him to be one of these kind of guys who can stay there for a long period of time.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the combination of athletic enough,
speed.
But the intangibles are superior to the athletic ability.
Right.
But the entire combination or the synergism of them will allow him to do extremely well.
I believe so, too.
So, you know, I got – they're an old team that's trying to turn over the roster. It's going to take some time here. But Tennessee, I kind of have middle of the pack, if you will.
Right, right, right.
And then I can't even remember who's on the other end of the AFC South. We have the Indianapolis, Houston. We have – it's always four teams. We talked to Tennessee. And there's another team, obviously, there that I can't seem to recall. That
Who
must
is
be,
it?
Does it mean they're not going to do anything is the reason why we can't come up with it?
The reason why we can't think about it. We got the Texans, the Colts, the Jaguars.
Jaguars. Who also surprisingly won. We know that they're not going to do too much, though.
No.
I mean, you have Luke McCown at quarterback
right.
who is a stopgap guy
right.
and he can give some time for the development of Blaine Gabbert.
Right.
You still have Maurice Jones-Drew and to me they still have the same issues on defense
that
which
they had
is,
last year.
Who
so,
are they?
Right.
And you have Mercedes Lewis.
Right.
So I don't foresee them doing anything and I don't know if Jack Del Rio will be able to save his job.
Right. Yeah.
So
he's
got
to show something this year.
Definitely so. Another surprise from the week was Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And no, but the most shocking, as everyone has said, would be one, the manner in which Baltimore defeated Steelers.
Oh yeah.
But Buffalo's total domination of Kansas City in Kansas City.
Oh yeah.
Blew it away.
Blew it away. Killed them.
So Kansas City, in my mind, is going to take a step back.
Oh, yeah.
One, what happens, as everybody knows, is they kind of flip-flop the schedule. If you
right.
have a winning record,
right.
that now the strength of schedule changes.
Right.
And you begin to play more and more competitive
right.
teams. So that's going to bother them because they're still young.
Right.
And Matt Castle, to me, is he's not Tom Brady.
Right.
He's not a poor man's Tom Brady.
Right.
He's a stopgap quarterback. I mean, he's a little bit better than a caretaker.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's all
right. 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 Yeah,
he's really a little bit better than that.
Exactly.
And this is a situation now where back in the day, early 2000s, you could win with a caretaker at quarterback.
Right.
I.e. Trent Dilfer.
Right. Perfect example.
Perfect example of that. I mean,
this
I
day and age,
you do not do that because it's a quarterback dominated league.
Exactly.
And they just don't have enough over there in my mind for that. So, folks, look like we got to go pay some more bills and get ready for that last segment. Stay with us. VoiceAmericaSports.com. When we get back, we'll do those last picks. I mean, the picks for the week.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Revolution has begun with Jim and Trav.
Listen this week as Randall Eaton, Shannon Young, Josh Fleming, and Joe Hosmer tell us why it's important to get our kids in the outdoors. Plus, Cat Daddy will have some catfishy tips, and Nick Rhodes has a new twist on wildlife management you'll want to hear. This is sponsored by Ram Trucks at RamTrucks.com. Wednesdays at 1 Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. I'm Jim Ferguson. I'll see you on the trail.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
And welcome back to that final segment with your host, Dave Lockhart. Yeah. I love the way that sounds, man.
Dave Lockhart.
Hey, I understand. We got Jay Wags on the line.
Yo, man.
Hey, Wags, that you?
Yeah.
Hey, man. How you doing there?
I'm doing all right. On the road right now. We're in South Carolina right now. Getting ready for weekend with my son celebrating his birthday, which is actually on Wednesday.
Okay.
So I want to give him a birthday shout out.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
How old is your little man going to be?
He's going to be 8.
All right. So that's September 21st. Jay Wags, what's your son's name?
Derek.
All right, to Derek, Lil Wags from Voice America Sports, man. Happy 8th birthday, man. Hopefully you enjoy your day and your time with your dad.
Oh, he'll enjoy. And I'm ready for some good picks.
Okay, hold on for a second, too, man, because, hey, you know what? My little man's turning actually 6 on the 20th. So let me give a shout-out, too, to my son, Miles Lockhart. He has a birthday on September the 20th, this Tuesday. Happy 6th birthday, Mom, Dad, and your sisters, Mackenzie and Mia. We love you, buddy.
Miles, have a good birthday.
All right. So, Wags, let me hit you up. I know you're on hold. I apologize. So let's hit you up because I know you're driving, and I don't want you to get in any accidents as you go to South Carolina.
I'm in the back seat.
Oh, okay then. Well, cool, man. So, in any event, man, first of all, the beatdown, as we told you. Well, it wasn't a beatdown, but we beat you.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that kickoff return to go all the way back like it did.
Oh, okay. Y'all keep getting that confused. That's a punt return, but in any event, you didn't expect the special.
I'm just saying the return right there, I wasn't expecting it to go all the way like it did. And that was the difference in the score.
Okay. Well, you get no disagreement or argument there. Special teams definitely had some impact on the outcome of the game. So, hold on for a second because I'm going to hand something over to, our good intern, Mike Washington, not Williams, and he's going to take notes on all of our picks right now. So, first pick up, let me go in here, is it's Philadelphia versus Atlanta in Atlanta. Who you got, Wax?
Philadelphia.
Okay, we got to kind of rush this along. 5 minutes or so left in the show. You know what? I'm going to go with Atlanta. I think they're a little bit desperate. Mike, who you got?
I'm going to go with Philly, Mike Vick.
All right, okay. How about New York Jets versus Jacksonville?
Jets.
You got Jets? Okay, Big Mike, what's up?
I'm taking the Jets, too.
Okay, I'm going with the Jets also. Baltimore at Tennessee. I got Baltimore, folks.
Baltimore.
Wags, you got Baltimore?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to Baltimore.
Okay, so we got a sweep with the people. All right,
Baltimore,
okay.
All right.
New Orleans versus Chicago. Two 0-1 teams. They're desperate. It's at New Orleans. I have to go with New Orleans.
New Orleans in Chicago. I'm going to have to go to New Orleans, too.
Wags.
Chicago.
All right, buddy. You got to go against the grain. I got at Buffalo. Oakland Raiders versus Buffalo.
I'm going to go Buffalo.
You know what? I'm going Buffalo, too, on this short week.
Oh, yeah.
Oakland.
You got Oakland. Okay.
Of course.
Green Bay versus Carolina at Carolina.
I think it's going to be Green Bay.
I got Packers all day. Who you got, Wags?
I know this is going to shock everybody, but I'm going with the Packers.
That shocked
smart
me.
Man. Smart man, though. Denver. It's in Denver. Cincinnati.
Denver, Cincinnati. I might have to go with Denver on that one.
I'm going Denver.
Cincinnati.
Okay. Hey, New England at San Diego. Bear in mind, San Diego has beaten New England three times in, regular season.
New England.
I still got New England, too.
I still got New England, too.
All right. Let's go. Tampa Bay at Minnesota. Donovan McNabb has just got to throw more than 39 yards, and they're playing it at home, and they got the great Adrian Peterson, and I'm going Tampa Bay.
I agree. I'm still going Tampa Bay.
Wags.
Minnesota.
All right, buddy. No-brainer. Seattle at Pittsburgh. I got Pittsburgh.
I think everyone's got Pittsburgh on that one.
Jay Wags, who you got, baby?
Pittsburgh.
Okay. And the Toilet Bowl. Cleveland at Indianapolis.
I'm going to go with Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks, man.
I got Cleveland as well. Houston at Miami. Houston.
Houston.
Okay. And Dallas versus San Fran.
Dallas.
I'm going to go San Fran.
I got Dallas. Monday night, folks. Call it for us. New York Giants at St. Louis.
Giants.
I got Giants, too. They got too many injuries for St. Louis.
I'm going to go with the Giants as well.
All right, Wags. Hey, we keeping a running tally, man. Hey, thanks for checking in with us, man, and be safe. And, again, happy birthday to your son. Enjoy your weekend with him.
Will do. Y'all have a great weekend, too.
Okay, bro. Peace out. Hey, before we shut this down, I have to go back to last week, Dallas versus the New York Jets. Did you have a chance to watch that game?
I did, yeah.
Okay, and what your thoughts and impressions?
Good game overall.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game.
Yeah.
But let me fine-tune this in. Let me speak specifically to Tony Romo. I frankly am of the opinion that I don't think you win the big one with him. I just don't. I think he is a talented quarterback. But he makes too many critical mistakes
right.
in critical situations.
Right, and I feel like every year the same conversation happens.
Exactly.
Every single year.
And I don't know if it's mental. I don't know what it is. I know that he's physically talented.
Right.
I think they have a great deal of talent around them.
Right.
But two critical mistakes, one being the fumble at the goal line.
Right.
Okay.
They score it on.
And then two, the careless
right.
and unexplainable pass in the direction of Dez Bryant that went directly to Darrelle Revis.
Right.
I don't understand the thought process. Why would you even do that? Exactly.
I can't explain it.
With the great assembly of talent that they have, I expect Dallas to be better than they were last year.
Right.
But with Tony Romo continuing to run the show and have the reins, I don't see a world championship for the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Sorry, Cowboy fan.
Yeah, sorry. It's a lot of them out there, too.
I meant to get to it. Tim Tebow, you always answer things correctly. I'll give you that.
Right.
ASU, good luck. I don't know what's going to happen with respect to this weekend.
They're going
to
beat Illinois in Illinois.
Well, my position on that is you're going to have to play much better defense, and you're facing a quarterback who may be a little bit more skilled in Nathan Shieldhouse
right.
than James Franklin, who gave people fits. I'm not a hater. they should win the game,
right,
they being the Sun Devils.
Right.
Let's see what happens if they can take the other step. To my Wildcats, don't get your head kicked in. Andrew Luck's coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, folks, it's been real. Hey, again, happy Friday to you. Thanks for joining us. Voice America Sports with your boy Dave Lockhart, giving the floor to Mr.
Mike Washington.
Guys, enjoy your weekend. See you next week. Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron.
Skills, top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flow, flip shows, peep to recital. Skills, snap, you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop foes, killing shit, we got those skills. It's the music that the street loves. Deep Stug is now repping this with deep love.